The point of principle number 5 is that the universe is always available to assist you, but you have to put yourself into a state of mental receptivity to hear the subtle direction of the universe. There are several ways to do it, of which principles 1 through 4 are absolutely essential: getting focused, becoming organized, tuning into what you want, eliminating distractions. One of the best ways to put yourself in that receptive frame of mind to hear the guiding voice of intuition, to respond and see synchronicities when they do show up, the red lights and the green lights from spirit, is to teach yourself how to meditate. Meditation is not complicated. It's simply taking 10 to 15 minutes a day to tune inward, quiet your mind, and listen. Choose a time of day, preferably the same time if you can, and block out 15 to 20 minutes where you can sit perfectly quiet and just rest your emotions and tune inward. A simple practice that you can do for meditation is, for every inhale you take, you say quietly to yourself the words, "I am." Hold it for a second, and then exhale, quietly repeating to yourself the word, "Calm." This simple practice will clear away the noise and mental chatter and debris and help you tune into the guiding wisdom of your intuitive higher self. The most important key in tapping into intuition is to know that it comes in 3 stages. The first stage is awareness, knowing that you have a higher self willing to guide you and wanting to work with you. The second stage is acceptance, following those hunches when you get them, just like Matt did, following through on the urge, overcoming your intellectual objections, trusting that these are the calling cards of spirit working together with you. And the third stage is actually training yourself to ask for help. Ask the universe through several ways. The first is the simplest. Just say, "Help." When you're driving around town looking for a parking space, say, "Okay, universe, it's my heart's desire to park, simply and easily. Help me. Direct my attention to where I can find the space." Ask the universe for guidance at all times on all projects. Help me find the right job. Focus my attention on the right spiritual partners. Bring my awareness to the right house or the right job or the right adventure. Another way to ask is through the power of prayer, which is a more contemplative and formal way of asking the universe to come to your aid and putting yourself in the state of receptivity so that you can hear the guidance when it does show up. It's also important to recognize the true nature of spiritual guidance. It's not heavy-footed. It won't coerce. It won't flatter. It won't manipulate. It won't injure. True spiritual guidance is loving, subtle, and is really oriented toward the good for all concerned. How do you know when you're getting true guidance? Those aha moments, those sudden impulses of genius. When you get true spiritual guidance, a certain feeling of inner calm, inner support, will overcome your entire body and leave you very peaceful. Principle number 5 guides you along the way to your dream, one clue at a time. All you have to do is to be open for the clues. Expect that they will be there and trust them when they do come. And most importantly, act on them. When you come to principle number 5, you enter the land of wonder. I wonder how the universe will open up to my dream. Know that it will, and look forward to being surprised at how it will. It will amaze you. It will delight you. And you can be sure, above all, that the way your soul leads you to your dream will be so incredibly simple that you could never have thought of it yourself in advance. Principle number 5 heals the heart. It takes away your fear. It shifts your attention back. back to rightful focus. It removes the burden of figuring things out. It saves you the wear and tear of worry, obsession, fear, frustration. And it will bring you to a wonderful state of inner calm. As you practice principle number 5, look and listen with full attention, not to others, but to your intuition, your inner teacher. Keep your mind clear and quiet. Meditate. Pray. Ask for help. Be free and open in expecting to receive it. That you can fully expect at this point to be guided intuitively the rest of your journey. You've earned it.